In local news, there is a trend downward to the pre-holiday season COVID-19 community levels. The CDC reports that the community level for Buncombe County is low for the week ending January 16th. Almost one half of the counties in North Carolina are medium. Most of the counties in the U.S. are at a low level, with about 6% of the counties at a high level, down from almost 14% last week. The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on January 14th indicate last week's total cases are down 31% from the previous week. 68% of the total population have received their initial vaccination series. 31% of people with their initial vaccination series have had the updated booster, an increase of 1% from last week. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations is unchanged since last week, and of ICU patients increased by 25% from the previous week. An updated COVID-19 booster is now available for eligible persons 6 months and older. It is more effective at protecting against severe illness and death from the new variants. Eligible persons must have the initial vaccination series and be at least 2 months after any prior COVID-19 shots. The CDC advises delaying the booster 3 months for people who recently had COVID or after a positive COVID test if they were asymptomatic. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated booster. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. For a county at a low community level, like Buncombe County, the CDC recommends, if you are at high risk for getting sick, wear a high-quality mask in a public indoor space and take additional precautions. If you plan on being with someone at high risk for getting sick, consider self-testing for COVID-19 infection and wear a high-quality mask when indoors with them. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. The updated booster shot is available at the Department of Public Health Cox Avenue Vaccination Clinic, pharmacies, community health centers, and rural health clinics.